Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. Actually, this is not even Project Independence in You. This is starts off to be the Ann Hirsch Hour, followed by the Christina Liu Hour. I don't even know why I'm here today, actually.
Oh, but no, that's besides the point. No. We cannot be without you.
But nevertheless, Ann Hirsch is my co-host today. And our next guest is Sharon Weissman. And Sharon is a friend of Ann's from swimming, but also a Tai Chi coach. And actually, we're going to have today we're just doing general conversations. But for people listening, explain what Tai Chi is, the importance, not the importance of it. Why do people do it? Okay. Why would you tell somebody they should do Tai Chi?
Well, thank you for having me. So Tai Chi, let's go into the meaning of it.
Right.
Tai Chi means ultimate. Ultimate force. Qi is actually the energy. So together it makes ultimate energy. So Tai Chi is about movements that were put together and that represents a form. And by doing each form that you learn, you develop and strengthen your total body. It's an immune system booster. Helps with especially nervous system issues, respiratory issues, and overall health. It was mentioned in the Book of Changes, and that is the Chinese metaphysical spiritual book. It's the I Ching, for
those who
may know of it. So we're going back 1000 BC, Tai Chi was mentioned. However, we don't really have an absolute date when Tai Chi came to full existence up until, I would say, the 1600s.
Oh, okay, wow.
So that's the beginning. If someone knows further, I'd be interested in knowing because that's a history thing. And I'm not too familiar with history as far as I did some research on it. So Tai Chi, why do people do it? People have found, following the Chinese, that it enhances their overall health, helps with movement and balance, especially. It's also a moving meditation because it's going internally into yourself, where you look at the other types of martial arts like karate and taekwondo. First of all, they're harder on the body.
Right.
You can get hurt a lot quicker. It's not made for an older person. And it's external, meaning this is about power. Where internal martial arts, so we're talking about Tai Chi, Qigong, Xinyi, and Bagua. Xinyi is locks, Bagua is circular motion. Qigong is similar to Tai Chi. It's actually the beginning of Tai Chi. But it's just movements in a standing position. So it's different than Tai Chi. So by doing these forms, you enhance yourself internally the way you think. You rewire yourself. So someone with PTSD or tremendous nervous system disorders calms the mind.
Now, the calming of the mind is coming from the concentration on the pose. Am I right there? Like, if I'm going to put my hand out, if I'm concentrating, I'm putting my hand straight out.
Right.
Therefore, that's what I'm concentrating on, so nothing else is coming in. Or you hope nothing else is coming
in. Right. Well, yes, in the beginning, because it's very mechanical when you're first learning.
Okay.
What happens is, because of the repetition, you've made neural pathways. It becomes no mind. Bruce Lee said it perfectly. You get to the point when you're doing your forms, you begin to have no mind. You now automatically do it without thinking about it.
Okay.
That's where the meditation starts to really happen internally. Now, someone with neurological issues, especially PTSD, especially nervous system disorders due to the fact I can't hold my balance, so I'm frightened to go outside. By starting to do Tai Chi, they strengthen their balance, they calm themselves, and they start to increase the balance. So this is interesting. A couple weeks ago, there was a guy on the radio. I didn't get his name. I feel bad about that because I'd like to give him the recognition.
Right, okay.
I turned on the radio in the morning. I'm just listening as I normally do. And all of a sudden, this guy says, and they found that the same place in the brain that has tension and imbalance is the same place we have balance. So what if Tai Chi moves that energy through the body and through the brain, calms the mind, so we decrease the imbalance and the tension, and with that we increase the balance. So that is why Tai Chi really starts in the brain, and it's enhanced through the body, and it expels through the arms and the legs.
Wow.
And balance is so important.
Yes.
People don't realize that balance is crucial, because you fall and you got big, big problems if you survive even. So Tai Chi is really right on it.
Oh, yeah. When I was going to massage school, that was in my late 20s. I had finished college with a marketing degree, worked out there, and then I got into a whole lot of holistic health, as Ed and I have spoken about. And someone mentioned, you know, to go to massage school. So I went to massage school. So I've been in that for 30 years. With that, we had to learn Tai Chi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the minute I started doing it, I said, oh, this is for me. And I promised myself after I graduated, I would find a teacher. Well, got married, had a baby. When she got older, I found a teacher. And my teacher, 15 years ago, I found Joe Laraquenta, who still teaches. He lives down the block from me.
Wow.
So that, you know, to me, that's kismet, you know.
Right.
You know, so I've been with him 15 years, and...
Now, you teach or you still go... You teach?
I teach, and I still study.
You still study, that's
right. It's never ending. Anybody who's done any kind of martial art or even yoga, it's a never-ending pursuit to be better, because you're always enhancing yourself. You're always discovering, oh, I get it now. Sometimes when you're doing your form, maybe your mind is going to something you're experiencing, and all of a sudden you have an awareness of yourself, and that's what it's about. It's awareness of self to be a better person, to do the right thing, to be aware of outside forces, of other people. It's very important to respect and love yourself as well as respect and love other people, because they're your teachers too. My students are my teachers, because when I teach and they ask questions, they're always intelligent questions and awareness from their part.
Right.
So that enhances me. Oh, okay, I could be aware of that too.
I got a bunch of things. Did you start out as a kid on this route, or this is changes along the way? Have you always been like this, or?
Yes and no. I started when I was very young, being very aware of other people. The way I grew up was somewhat traumatizing for me, too. And so I was searching myself, and my mother was searching. We were into health food back in the 60s. My mother went to a health food store when I was like 11, 12 years old. So that started me on somewhat of a path. My mother was also into Asian art. And so their artwork, if you see it in black and white, is the balance of the two energies, which is part of the Tai Chi, which is the Tai Chi, the yin and the yang energy. Yin being feminine and dark, and yang being masculine and light.
Wow. I knew yin and yang. I thought it was the reverse.
Oh.
I thought the male was dark.
No.
I thought the male was dark. Wow.
No, the feminine
okay,
is...
Okay.
No, you're right. Sorry. Oh. All right, you're right. The
okay.
feminine.
I didn't mean to correct you.
No,
just
no,
like,
no.
Wow.
That's good. Okay. Sometimes you think things. The yin is dark, and the yang is light, and so those two forces make up the Tai Chi, and so one can't live without the other. You can't have yang energy and no yin, and vice versa.
Right.
So you're constantly flowing from each of those energies, and we can give an example of two people fighting. They have equal power and equal energy. Somebody's got to back off to end the bout.
Right.
And this is even in when we're arguing with people or discussing things. Two people can't talk at once. One has to listen, so that's very yin, and one has to talk. That's very yang. And then we switch. So when we interfere with each other, we're crossing lines. We're crossing that energy. And you can apply this to everything in your life. The way you are at work, you want a contract signed by a company, and it's a multi-million-dollar contract. You have to be able to go in there with balanced energies, not over-aggressive, but very quiet and very low key, and see and look around and see where people are at. If you go in aggressively, people pick up on that and they pull back.
Right. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. So that's what that's about.
Now, we swim or we could run or we can walk. Does this have any aerobic consequences or positiveness in doing Tai Chi?
Yes, and here's something that I found out. There was a guy who, a doctor who did some studies, and he found that people who do Tai Chi, even after they finish working out doing their Tai Chi, the body still has a great deal of oxygen in their body. It continues to have that deep, working of oxygen flowing through the body, where someone who does other exercises stops the moment you stop.
Amazing. And we're going to stop for a break.
Okay.
You're listening to this. This is unbelievable. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.